Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Andrew Defoe, the founder and CEO of Traducción NOLA, which provides comprehensive translation and interpretation services throughout the Gulf South. And Mr. Defoe, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what industries does Traducción NOLA specialize in? Let's start there.
The majority of our work right now we're doing in the legal and medical sectors. However, recently we've also seen a lot more work going on in the education area. As we get parents coming in that may have limited English proficiency, we get the opportunity to work with them as well for school registrations, that sort of thing. We also handle business meetings, HR matters, just about anything, you name it, and we'll be there.
And that is quite a service and a great place to lead things off here today for sure. Now, tell us, what is the difference between interpretation and translation? Love to hear your take on that.
So this is often confused among the general public, but interpretation is going to specifically refer to spoken word. So that's where you have one speaker of one language. They're going to give a message. The interpreter is going to render that message into the target language so that the other speaker can understand it. Interpreters are often referred to as translators. However, translators and the act of translation refers specifically to written documents, so rendering a written message from one language to another. They're very different activities. You can think of it as different personality types also that often work in the different fields. Interpreters have to be a little bit more social, a little more outgoing, comfortable speaking in public. Translators, you may picture something more similar to a computer programmer who's going to spend late nights poring over documents and dictionaries, getting that work done.
Certainly a great explanation, and thanks for the clarification there. Now, also, what are the different types of services that Traducción NOLA offers?
We offer on-site interpreting, so that's going to be the in-person interpreting for things such as court hearings, depositions, medical appointments, immigration office appointments, also, as I mentioned, education events, so parent-teacher conferences, enrollment, registration. Also, as part of our on-site services, we offer conference interpreting. So this is the style of interpreting that people often associate with what happens at the UN, for example, where folks are wearing headsets, there's presentations going on in the front, and people that need that message converted into a different language are getting a feed directly through their earphones. We also offer document translation, so looking at written documents, all sorts of legal documents such as birth certificates, contracts, marriage certificates. People going through the immigration process are going to need all that stuff translated. We can also work on promotional and marketing materials for folks if they're trying to capture a new market that may not be an English-speaking market, or vice versa. We can take it back over to English as well, signage as well, just about anything. We also recently offering over-the-phone interpreting, which is a great cost-effective option for folks who may not need an in-person interpreter. If they have a short message, maybe to get out to a client, confirm an appointment, that sort of thing, we can set them up with a phone line where they can call in direct and get connected with an interpreter in real time.
Quite impressive, and you're covering the gamut, no doubt about that. Well, well done. Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Andrew Defoe, the founder and CEO at Traducción NOLA, which provides comprehensive translation and interpretation services throughout the Gulf South here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we continue on, I'd be curious, how many languages does Traducción NOLA offer?
So that's a great question, and the answer is it depends a little bit on the service and also the location. We're based here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Here locally for on-site interpreting requests, we have over a dozen languages currently available. However, we are continuing to expand that network. We're always recruiting and training new folks to get them on board. If you're looking at our over-the-phone services, we can offer those to folks in over 100 languages. And the same goes for translation. We've got agreements and translators, proofreaders lined up in more than 100 languages as well.
And that certainly says it all. Over 100 languages. Wow, that's absolutely terrific. What's the most rewarding or challenging thing about the industry that you're in?
As far as rewarding, there's a lot of things. I got into this industry after spending some time living abroad myself and realizing just how difficult navigating some of what we consider to be the benign everyday features of life can be when there's a language barrier there. So being able to help people through that process and give a voice to people that may not otherwise be able to understand what's going on or may not be able to speak on their own behalf, that to me is the main motivator and the reason that I care about this industry. As far as challenging, there's so much work to be done. There's so many aspects of this industry that are available for growth. It can be difficult to know where to start and where to focus. I think another challenge we've seen is that, you know, we're really trying to raise the standards of this industry so that we can be seen as a skilled profession. I think a lot of times there's the opinion that if somebody happens to be bilingual or fairly fluent in two languages, that they can do these tasks such as interpreting and translation. But it is a very specialized skill set that requires a lot of training and requires abilities that not everybody and not every bilingual individual may have. So trying to raise that bar and gain some recognition for our industry has been challenging as well.
Well, we all here at EPN certainly appreciate what you do in the space, and definitely thanks for joining us here today on behalf of Traducio Nola on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
As far as aspiring entrepreneurs, here in the States, the demographic of folks that may have limited English proficiency is one that has continued to grow, and I believe it will continue to grow. And I definitely advise that people look at those markets that they may not be capturing. You know, there may be a valuable customer base outside of just English speakers, and so to look at that in your marketing strategies and who you're trying to capture with your services or products can be really, really beneficial.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Most helpful and appreciated once again. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on Traducio Nola online. Where's the best place online to get details?
Absolutely. So they can call us here locally in New Orleans, Louisiana at 504-444-2429. Again, that's 444-2429, area code 504. Also, you can visit our website, get a better idea of what it is we offer and some of those services that are available. You can find us at www.tnola.com. That's TNOLA.com.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Mr. Defoe, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Andrew Defoe, the founder and CEO at Traducio Nola, which provides comprehensive translation and interpretation services throughout the Gulf South. And for all the details, visit tnola.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.